You are now listening to Productivity Boss Moves with Robert Price. For more, follow me on Twitter at Robert Price CO. Welcome to Productivity Boss Moves. This is your host, Productivity Coach Robert Price, and I'm so elated to be back with you for season two of the podcast. Shout out to Matthew in Namibia, who sent me an email to clarify that the podcast was indeed coming back in 2020. The answer to everyone who had this question is yes, yes, yes. It's been a long time. Shouldn't have left you without a dope pod to step to. So it's funny, I had something else planned for this week, but this past week brought about a high profile tragedy that I want to address, which I believe will give you guys a burst of momentum in 2020. It is, of course, the tragedy of the nine individuals who were tragically killed in the helicopter accident last Sunday morning, which most notably included Kobe Bryant and his daughter, Gianna. I learned it really hit me hard, as it did really a lot of people around me. And it was a really tough scenario to digest, because Kobe had lived his life so so visibly in our lives, and we were able to see the transformation that he went through the years. It's something that hit home for a lot of people. I think at times when a person, when we think about, pretty dynamic people who pass away, sometimes they teach us so much that we tend to stack those lessons on top of each other. And really, by nature of us like having so many to carry out, we kind of lose them, almost all of them. And so I didn't want to do that here. What I wanted to do was pick one thing that I believe was the most important thing that Kobe taught us. And this week I took the step in applying this principle to my life. But I really think that this one thing was the thing that helped him overcome obstacles. This is the biggest productivity boss move, I think, helped him overcome all of the obstacles that he faced, that I want to talk to you about today. And I thought about this as far as my life is concerned. I really feel like I learned this lesson in the first grade, when this was probably the most notable obstacle I faced to this point in my life. But I want to go back to the first grade here. So in the first grade, I was writing. So we would do handwriting. A segment of class would be on handwriting. And one of the things that really got me discouraged during this time is that I kept getting a C in handwriting, on my papers. And I was a pretty strong student in all other areas. So the fact that I kept getting a C in handwriting was like, number one, I think even as a kid, I'm like, well, this is a pretty silly subject to get a C in. So what can I do to change the fact that I'm getting a C in this area? Because it just really didn't make sense to me. And so one of the things I did was there was a young woman who she sat adjacent from me, in front of me, and she always got A's on her paper, on her handwriting assignments. And so literally what I did is I started copying off of her paper. Not copying, you know, obviously she had a different name than me and we had different things to write. So wasn't copying like you would like on a test or something like that, but just copying her style of writing. And in the midst of me copying her style of writing, my C's turned to A's out of nowhere. And to the point where people will say to me today, like, Robert, you write like a girl. And I still have that same girly handwriting from this young lady who I copied off of her paper in first grade. And that really, that story really brings me to a lesson, the biggest, most important lesson that I believe we learned from Kobe Bryant, which is if you have obstacles that lie ahead of you, like find a copy. Because the difference between defeat and victory in this obstacle was who I copied. And in Kobe Bryant's career, he did this with Michael Jordan, who many consider the greatest basketball player ever. And so he's like the shortest distance between 2 points between success and where I am now is doing what that guy is doing. And so literally he mirrored his whole career after Michael Jordan, like the way he walked, the way he talked, the way he chewed gum, the way he, you know, the way he did everything. There's a video that I'll post in the show notes on YouTube where you can see Kobe Bryant and you can see Michael Jordan virtually looking identical as far as how they play the game based on how closely Kobe studied Michael Jordan. And this created massive success for Kobe because he always, you know, he had this ultimate success that he shot for. And I don't want to say, and I want to make it clear, I'm not talking about cloning in this situation, because Kobe obviously, you know, played for a different team, wore a different number, had different shoes. You know, he had his own personality. He was his own individual, but he did the important parts of basketball. He really modeled himself after Michael Jordan. But when we think about Kobe Bryant, we think of him being great. You know, you know, of course, one of your following thoughts is like, yeah, he really came close to Michael Jordan. But when you think of Kobe, you think Kobe was great. Kobe was clutch. Kobe, you know, was all these things, but really he was able to achieve those things by virtue of who he copied. And so I want this episode to be really, this episode is clearly going to be really short, but it's going to be really impactful for you. Because I'm going to tell you, I want to challenge you to do this, with someone ahead of you in your space. So regardless of what industry you're in, regardless of what obstacle, you're looking to, overcome, like, I just want you to find someone to copy. Like, it's as simple as that. And, you know, I think the lazy answer sometimes is there's no one doing what I'm doing. But the reality is there's nothing new under the sun. So there is someone doing what you're doing. And and 9 times out of 10, if they've been doing it, if their experience is greater, if they, you know, they have more resources, more just elements to what they're doing, like 9 times out of 10, they're doing it at a higher level. If you're just starting out or if you're just not at that level. So I don't, you know, I don't want you to give yourself the excuse that nobody's doing what you're doing, because somebody is. So, and that leads me to the boss move of the week, which is to simply, based on the obstacle you face, who will you commit to copy? Period. I'm going to repeat that question. Based on the obstacle you face, who will you commit to copy? And then what is step one now that you've identified the person? And of course, once you identify step one, do it. I'm going to repeat that whole thing. Based on the obstacle you face, who will you commit to copy? What is step one now that you've identified the person? And then, of course, the last thing is to do it. And there's a powerful speaker who said one time, when an apprentice of theirs was trying to get help, they said with their speeches, and this individual said, look, and I'm paraphrasing this comment, but they said, listen, the most moving messages that you will write or you will speak come from when you've already done those actions. Like, people follow you more based on what you do than what you say. And so for me, I modeled this challenge that I'm throwing out to you guys this week by joining a community who is led and is led by a person who I identified for a while as, this is my Michael Jordan, right? And a good thing about this is this person is definitely several steps ahead of me, but not like, you know, in this glass box somewhere so far ahead of me that, you know, it's impossible for me to communicate with them on a regular basis. Like, they're ahead of me enough where they're doing their business successfully on another level. But I'm able to really study and follow their moves and copy in the same spirit that Kobe did. But of course, keeping my authenticity and my sauce on it, as I like to say. But I did this. I invested money into doing that. I want you to do the same. I want you to invest, whether it's time, whether it's energy, effort, or even finances like I did. I want you to really look at how you're going to copy this individual that you're deciding to copy. So that, I think, if you just did that one boss move for 2020, that would be enough where you would look back in 2021 and say, this made all the difference. Like, sometimes we try to make it more complicated than what it is, but I truly believe that one step right there is all you need to really embody the success that Kobe Bryant achieved in his lifetime, and that you can achieve in yours. So I just want to say to you right now, I'm Robert Price, your productivity coach, helping you focus on what matters most. Everyone, have a productive week. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Productivity Boss Moves. If you have any questions, topic suggestions, or just want to say hello, follow me on Twitter @RobertPriceCO. If you haven't done so already, please take a minute and leave a quick rating and review of the show on Apple Podcasts. It will help me to keep delivering life-changing information for you every week.